Well, there go Mom and Dad. They didn't leave before dark like they planned, but they did actually get out of the house finally. And they're leaving the two of us alone this entire weekend. And we both heard them. You're in charge. I have to do everything you say. And if I get out of hand, you have the right to punish me. So, what do you want to make me do first? Ugh, no, that's not fair. You cannot order me to stop teasing you. Well, you can order me, I guess. But I'm just not gonna listen to that particular command. So you can punish me if you want. Might I suggest a spanking? My ass is very sensitive. Maybe if you spank me, I'll learn my lesson and stop trying to tease you. Except, it's not really teasing. Teasing would imply that I was pretending I was interested in having sex with you. But I'm not pretending. I really am totally open to the incest thing. So, this isn't so much teasing as it is seduction. Ugh, you never believe me. You could at least try to take me up on my offer. Then I'd prove to you I wasn't teasing. And even if I was, aren't you curious how far I'm willing to take this before I drop the act? Do I stop at just flirting like this? Do I maybe flash you my panties? Or my breasts? Maybe I even let you see my pussy. I did put a lot of effort shaving it this morning. Just for you. All of those would be fun for you. At least, they should be. You're a healthy, red-blooded boy. And I'm a slightly younger, very healthy girl. Even if you know that I'm your sister, I think you'd still like to see my body. If I were teasing, and I'm not, by the way, maybe I'd be so committed to this, I'd let you touch me. Or I'd touch you. I might even give you a handjob. Or a blowjob. I know you'd like that. Not only would you have my mouth on your cock, but I also wouldn't be able to talk. So that's like two wins for you, right there. Now, if I was really, really into teasing you, maybe I wait until we both get naked. Maybe I wait until you're about to put it in me, then I yell, "Got you!" and laugh at you. That would be a particularly mean thing for me to do. Under the circumstances, if you wanted to teach me a lesson and make me go through with it, well, I wouldn't be able to stop you. Some might say I deserved it at that point. I wouldn't be able to tell anyone. No one would believe me. Then I'd never, ever dare tease you again. I'd definitely learn my lesson. But you could remind me all weekend. But that is all assuming I'm teasing. And I am many, many things. But I am not a tease. So, instead of teaching me a lesson all weekend, you'd just be teaching me about sex and how to please a man and all those good things a brother should teach his little sister. You'd be doing me a favor by showing me all those things. So, are you going to let me suck on you, or what? Every second you spend resisting me is another second where we can't be having sex. And I'm not getting any younger. You know you're going to give in eventually. You might as well enjoy me while I'm in my prime. If you're worried about getting me pregnant, you can even use a condom. I've got tons of them from school. Or you could put it in my ass. That works too. Maybe that works even better. It's not even technically sex, so there's really no reason to not stick it in there. There's all kinds of things that we can do that don't count as sex. Or at least, that won't get me pregnant. Fine. If you're not going to cooperate, I'm gonna go back to my room and masturbate until I fall asleep. You're welcome to stop on by and climb on top of me. I'll leave the door wide open. If my moaning and cries of pleasure keep you awake, then good. If you want to be doing something funner with your awake time than listening to me jill myself, then you know what to do. Otherwise, good night. Hey, I was really getting into that. You were too, even if you were asleep. I think it was pretty obvious what I was doing. I hope I don't have to explain to you what a blowjob is. Since you ignored my marathon masturbation session, and were even rude enough to fall asleep, I had to come over here and finally take matters into my own hands. Mouth, in this case. Now do you think I'm still teasing? And for what it's worth, you had a really impressive boner when I came in here, and I know it was from me. Well, yes, I'm not wearing anything but my pink panties and nightie. Took you long enough to notice, but you are just waking up, I guess, so I'll let it slide. But just look how cute I look. Perky little breasts and a cute butt. Then there's my pussy, which is all nice and shaved, just like I told you earlier. It's so wet now, from playing with it in my room earlier, and just now while I sucked your cock. Speaking of which, you should really at least let me finish blowing you. It's not like you can undo your cock being in my mouth already. So there's no sense in stopping now. Although I really had my heart set on having sex with you tonight. Or we could split the difference and you could do me in my butt. Oh, that got your attention, didn't it? You're kind of turned on right now. But maybe not thinking too straight. You were sound asleep, and the blood still hasn't returned to your head. Do you want to screw your little sister's tight back door? If you do that, I promise I'll leave you alone after that. I just want you inside one of my lower holes, and if it has to be my asshole,
Well, I suppose I can live with that. So come on, I'll get down on my hands and knees for you. Do me in my butt. Don't stop to think about it, just do it now while you're still horny, but not yet fully awake. After all, it's not sex if we do it like that. But it will feel good. And it's the only way you'll get me to leave you alone about having sex with me. No, isn't it? That's it. Just kneel behind me, like a good big brother. Now part... Part the cheeks of my ass. With those big, rough hands of yours. Push the fat head of your cock against me. Oh. Now push it in. It's not working. Just try. Try harder. Oh, I really want this to work. No, I'm not too tight. There's no such thing. That'll just make it funner. Now shut up and fuck my ass. Or you could just lower your cock a little bit. Slide it into my pussy. That's where it belongs, doesn't it? I'm so wet that I'm sure it'll just go in pretty easily. What do you mean that's going too far? You were just about to fuck my ass. Vaginal sex isn't that much different. In fact, it's less of a big deal. It'll hurt less and feel better for me. Or maybe you could put it in for just a little bit, and just before you're about to come inside me. And once your cock is nice and lubricated, you can try fucking my ass again. If you're only inside my pussy for a little bit, then that's no big deal. And pre-cum doesn't contain that much sperm, so you probably won't get me pregnant. Oh, sorry. I didn't bring any condoms. But it's not like we need one. Because you're only putting it in for a little bit, right? Then you'll take it out and put it in my ass and come in there. Nice and safe. I could run to my room and get a condom, but we won't need it. And it would just kill the mood. And then you change your mind. And you don't want to do that, do you? You kind of want to be inside me, don't you? Here. Let me move your cock down just a little bit. I just have to slide you down from my ass to my pussy. Oh, fuck. It's leaving a nice, sticky trail of pre-cum. There. Have you right in place on my pussy. Now you'll just have to do the rest. Just grab onto my waist. You need to hold me in my place after all, because I might try to move forward when you start pushing. So go ahead and grab me. Nice and tight. Good. Now hold on as tight as you can and push yourself into me. You did it. I told you this would be much easier than my ass. Now move it around a little bit. Just to get my juices all over your cock. So it'll fit into my ass later. Yes. Slowly. I knew you'd be gentle with your little sister. Nice and slow now. No, don't take it out just yet. We need to make sure you're good and covered, don't we? And doesn't it feel so good? We could just do that we could just do this instead of my ass. That can come later. Don't you just kind of wanna fuck me? Yeah, I know you're not wearing condom. Oh, but that's okay. I don't mind if you come inside my pussy. I want you to. I really, really want you to. I don't want to get pregnant. Mom and Dad would kick me out of the house. Oh, but the fact that it would be so bad for it to happen makes it so fucking exciting to me. Besides, don't you really want to come in me? So just leave it in. Nothing will probably happen. Other than it'll feel really fucking good. And really bad, too, but in a good way. We both want this. We both want you to come in me. Yes. Oh, you're speeding up. Fuck, I guess that's a yes then. Yes. God. I made myself come so many times in my room. Oh, but this is gonna beat all of them. Because we're finally fucking. You're gonna come in me. God. Yes. I'm almost there. Oh God, it's so good. Your cock feels so good inside me, big brother. Oh my God. Oh God, you're stretching me out so fucking good.
Oh, your cock is pounding into me so fucking fast. But I'm being such a good girl and taking all of it. Just like I'll take all of your cum inside me. Come in me. Oh, please, please, come in me. Come in me, big brother. I'll give your little sister all your cum. Please. Yes, yes, just like that. Wasn't that as good as I said it would be? No, don't feel guilty. I was gonna have you fuck me this weekend one way or another. This way, we still have 2 more days left to do a lot more. And we'll definitely get to my ass sometime this weekend. But I think I prefer my pussy. Because that's the only way to get pregnant. I kind of changed my mind about not wanting to actually have your baby. And I'll tell you a secret. I don't actually have any condoms at all. Oh, you think I'm making it up? Oh, big brother. You should know by now. I don't tease.